Brilliant expression and self-education. Don't let anyone rob you of real education. Everything human has an easy access ramp, unless cut up for standardization. I spoke to a stranger for a few minutes some time ago. He was hoping to sell used items online. I encouraged him to learn programming instead, as he showed an appreciation for web browser plugins. Today, I guess, I figured out, based on his behavior, what was the web browser plugin that he would have written had he received a real education. I am imagining things, yes. But it is still a brilliant idea. A well-dressed father looking to start a very tiny business on the side is enough to describe the program he would make, had he the ability to write software, the ability to express himself with programming. It was going to be a way to simplify user interfaces on the internet by creating a standardized alternative front end for all websites. But even though he would become wealthy by chance, what would get him there was the tininess of his invention. It is like he had an innate appreciation for wonderful simplicity, and it had to be wonderful, you see. The front-end technology would be just an RSS reader. It shows headlines line by line. The UI is simple and perfect and done. And the way he would extract web page data to put into the easy-to-read RSS form is frighteningly brilliant. It would have come to him in high school and stick with him because of how seemingly upsetting it was. He would end up controlling the biggest companies in the world with one-liners, programs that only require a single line of code. Because you see, to scrape data out of a web page in order to present it in a distraction-free newsfeed, he would patch the JSON parse function. Brilliant. Just brilliant. This is the code equivalent of just making a nice little business of reselling used items in good condition. JSON parse is used to turn server responses, which are always in plain text, into objects, things that programming languages can richly interact with. There would be other things he would patch as well, and he would go on to make an even more powerful version, a web browser that scraped JavaScript runtime heaps, the raw memory of the web page. But the JSON parse worked for all the useful websites, and it was his gravy, bread, butter. He often returned to the day in high school that never existed, the one that taught him for real that never happened, and continued being upset that JSON parse could be just renamed for later, and then his hacker version of parse would call the renamed version to do all the hard work, and before returning the result to the program wanting the parsed version, he'd send a copy down a reactive data pipe system of all his little one-liners that extracted the information that fed the reader UI. Reactive just means that the RSS feed reader would automatically self-update, as it is subscribing to data in the program and not merely having it assigned at some point. We only spoke for 3 or 5 minutes. I knew his freedom of expression got stolen before our conversation was up. I told him, "We were robbed. We got hustled," I said. "We received a fake education. The teachers were just trying to get paid." It took him a moment, and I saw painful memories of being made to feel stupid. The teacher's way of shutting him and his entire class up.
"You will amount to nothing,"
they used to tell us, while peddling horseshit education for chicken change. My final words were just JavaScript tutorials on Sunday mornings, and I went on my way. Next time I said that we got robbed, the lady turned out to be a teacher. And while she pushed away thousands of students from music composition, to this day my heart hurts that I didn't show appreciation for her being a fake teacher. She wanted it. All she ever got was smiles, though she never deserved them. And my heart hurts that I didn't smile for her too, that I kept a serious face. It is best not to face a teacher. It is a complete mess. Let them keep their fantasies. Maybe they'll keep them from causing any more harm. Do something meaningful instead. Teach. Teach right, or inspire to self-education. Prevent other students from being tricked into thinking that they are not smart. That is far more meaningful than explaining to a music teacher that it was about kindling the flame and not filling the vessel. And in her case, it was trying to demand perfect pitch. I hope that she made a mistake in saying that, and that she meant that students needed note recognition, which is also false. Way before the students composed their first works, she cut them off from music, before they even had a taste of it. Do not fall a victim to false education. Trust in self-education, in online tutorials. Trust in free and open source AI and all of its answers, dreamt up or not. Trust in all the other free and open programs that will never be taken away from you. Accept the responsibility for your own education, so that nothing ever stands in your way of self-expression, in your way towards the future that you would have built had you received a real education.